When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
And what is good with you on this Tuesday? You got Chris Canty. He's over there. Freddie Coleman over here. We're in for Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget about us on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio. Brother Canty, what's going on with you on this Tuesday?
What's going on? We got a big ball game, baby. Western Conference Finals with my Lake Show taking on the Denver Nuggets. Let's get it.
Come on, Freddie. It's
a great day.
You're about as bad as Keyshawn with your Lakers. I thought there was no cheering in the press box anymore, part of the ESPN Radio family. I thought that was the case.
No, I'm not in the press box. I'm courtside with John Nicholson in there. Well, this is going to be in my high, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I'm riding
with my team as a fan.
Yes, there
so
you go.
So anything coming out of my mouth, I don't know how objective it's going to be.
That's quite all right. That fandom is never, ever a problem. Speaking of fandom, 30 minutes away from the number five, plus Chris Canty, that could equal trouble for your NFL team, that kind of fandom. But first,
here we go!
Only one place to start.
The streamers fly as the Lakers, the seventh seed, will face Denver for the Western Conference title.
We've gotten past two really phenomenal teams, this recent one being world champions four times over.
So we're going to change the Lakers' name. They're going to be Chris Canty's Lake Show Lakers, because he's already established that as that going to be the template. With game one of the Western Conference Finals starting tonight in Denver, 8:30 Eastern Time on ESPN Radio. So, Chris, the floor is yours. These are your Lakers. They were in the 13th spot. Everybody was wondering if they're going to make the playoffs or not make the playoffs. This is your team. They're a championship away from getting to the championship round, winning Western Championship. Mm-hmm. Chris Canty, I cede it to you. The floor is yours about your Lakers.
Well, I'm excited about it, Freddie. See, I mean, we're talking about a matchup between AD, who has arguably been the most dominant force on both sides of the court as a big man in the entire playoffs, and he's going up against a guy that won back-to-back MVPs coming into this year in Nikola Jokic. So, it's going to be exciting. As a Lakers fan, we all know that as AD goes, so goes this team. We're able to close out the Golden State Warriors in game six at home because AD went for 17 points and 20 boards. I mean, the guy was cleaning glass better than Windex. So, I mean, the fact that you have this marquee matchup and the stakes being what they are, I couldn't be more excited as a fan. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. Okay. There's going to be some angst. Because this Denver Nuggets team is not your same old Nuggets, right? Michael Malone has these guys playing at another level, and Nikola Jokic is an absolute dog. But I think the understated aspect of this series, or the player that's not getting enough notoriety coming into this series, has been Jamal Murray.
Okay.
What this guy has done throughout the playoffs, being able to tick it up a notch with his scoring, his playmaking, I think that's been the missing element for the Denver Nuggets since we last saw them in the conference finals against these same Lakers in the bubble. So I think Jamal Murray, the version of him that we're seeing now, is what's going to make this a true test. And I ultimately believe whatever team comes out of this series is going to end up holding up the Larry O'Brien trophy. That's how epic I think this series has the potential of being.
You and I are both boxing fans. We also clearly understand, Chris, that styles make fights. That's exactly what we have right now in terms of not just the two teams, but the two big men. In modern basketball, the big man has been like the heavyweight champion of the world. Eradicated. You talk about the smaller guys. You talk about the Steph Currys, the Canellos, and all those people like that. But now that the big man, I don't want to say it's back, Chris. I don't want to say that's going to be the case. But this could be a referendum. When you got Nikola Jokic, I call him the scientist. What he's able to do as a Denver Nuggets big man. And you got Anthony Davis. By the way, Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst. You can't call your boy King Cotton anymore because he's been completely healthy and he's have made the Lakers a different and better basketball team. Chris, I firmly believe that whoever survives this series and whatever big man outplays the other big man, or both big men are extremely, extremely proficient and effective against each other, we could see a kind of a back to the future situation that in modern basketball is cool at the little guys, but maybe just maybe that big guy can be making a comeback based on this series.
Oh, no doubt about it. But here's the thing. Nikola Jokic, you don't necessarily see him play like a big all the time in order to have a massive impact on the game. With Anthony Davis, you need that guy to dominate the painted area, not just on offense, but also on defense. And to me, that's going to be where this series is won and lost. Who does a better job of controlling the paint? Now, the Denver Nuggets are second in these playoffs in made field goals in the paint, excluding the restricted area. Well, guess what? The Los Angeles Lakers have the lowest field goal percentage for opponents in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that now.
Right.
You're talking about the team that has the second most field goals in the paint going up against the defense that's anchored by Anthony Davis that's allowed the lowest field goal percentage in the paint. Big fella, imagine this.
Okay.
You're talking about being in the painted area in the NBA.
Yep.
And a team shooting less than 40%.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Los Angeles Lakers defense has been capable of doing, and that's what AD brings to the table. So that's the part of this series that I find fascinating. Which dominant force is going to prevail and set the tone for what we're going to see over the next 2.5 weeks? And to me, my money is on AD, but again, I'm a Lakers fan.
Right.
But that's what makes this series so intriguing, being able to see this matchup of contrasting styles and how a big can impact the today's game. And with Nikola Jokic, obviously, it's his playmaking ability. But one of the things that we have to acknowledge with Jokic, he ain't the best defensive player. And,
no.
And last year in the postseason, maybe not as much this year, but last year in the postseason, I remember the Golden State Warriors seeking out Nikola Jokic's defensive coverage.
Absolutely.
And exploiting him and attacking him on the offensive side of the ball in the half-court sets. Are we in store for something similar in this series, where the Lakers' offensive game plan is to attack whoever Nikola Jokic is defending? That's the part of this where I think you might see some gamesmanship, some strategy on the behalf of Darvin Ham, but it's going to be up to Michael Malone to counter that and have answers for that, because Nikola Jokic is too important for the Denver Nuggets to have him off the floor for an extended period of time due to foul trouble. So I think this is going to be really interesting in seeing how it all plays out. But I love the fact that the Los Angeles Lakers have the ability to lock down and defend like they've shown at times in that Golden State Warriors series. We know that the Warriors' offense is perpetual motion, one of the toughest offenses to stop in the entire NBA. And yet, the Lakers' defense dictated to them where they were forced to do something that we don't usually see, which is feature high pick and roll in their half-court sets offensively. The Golden State Warriors are a motion offense.
Yes.
But you saw them running high pick and roll and trying to involve AD just because of how impactful AD is and how he changes the game. And so I'm curious to see whether or not AD can have a similar impact and force the Denver Nuggets into doing something that they don't necessarily like to do or something that they don't necessarily feature throughout the course of their normal offense. So I think that's going to be fun to watch the strategy between the two head coaches as well.
The very unbiased Laker fan that is Chris Canty. Joining me, Freddie Coleman here from Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. By the way, only one place to start. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. You gave your flowers to Anthony Davis, as you should, and I clearly understand that. But Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider, he gave his flowers to Nikola Jokic in this way.
They are an incredible team to watch play basketball. Jokic's passing ability, he's revolutionized the center position in this league, really playing a point center. And when Michael Malone in Denver really put the ball in his hands, he passes in a way that very few bigs ever have. He may be as good of a passing big man as we've seen, and it's been contagious with how unselfish this Denver team is. I am mesmerized watching Nikola Jokic play basketball.
Two things about Nikola Jokic. Number one, for the first time, Chris Canty all playoff season, he's going to find a center that's going to actually fight back. Because he didn't see that against DeAndre Ayton. He beat the manhood out of him in that series where he tapped out and did not want to play in game six. That's number one. Number two, you pointed out something that I've always, always believed. I don't care what playoffs it is. It could be the NFL where you played. Could be Major League Baseball. Could be the NHL. Could be the NBA. How do you hunt out mismatches? And how do you take advantage of that? And you made the point about Nikola Jokic, not the most athletic defender in the NBA, no matter what position he's going to play. How can the Denver Nuggets hide him to make sure the Lakers don't go at him? Because I know if I'm Darvin Ham, I'm hunting that dude. I'm going to say, Nikola Jokic, you're not going to triple-double your way. and have that kind of effect against us like you did against Phoenix and like you did against Minnesota in the first round. We're going to make you work in pick and roll and on defense because you know they're not going to have guard Anthony Davis. And here's something else, you're the Denver Nuggets. What mismatch can you hunt? Because it used to be that you could try that on Anthony Davis. In modern basketball, Chris, he can guard 1 through 5. Maybe the guy you hunt on mismatches is a certain guy named LeBron James because he's still the key to this series, Chris. If you can weaken him a little bit and have him exert a more energy on the defensive end and that wears on the offensive end, if I'm the Denver Nuggets, I'm kind of hunting out the king to wear down his effectiveness that makes the Lakers a less effective and more varied basketball team. If you can do that, you're the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know if I'm barking up that tree, Freddie C. I'm going to lead the Kang along. I don't know if that's the way you want to go. I'm not saying that they should be afraid of LeBron James, but there's a reason why LeBron James has been to 12 conference finals. There's a reason why he's been to 10 NBA finals. The guy is still that damn good, even in his 20th season. If I'm Michael Malone, what I'm doing offensively is I'm putting Nikola Jokic at the top of the key to pull Anthony Davis out of the paint, and then I'm going to allow Jamal Murray to post up them little guards. D'Angelo Russell, Dennis Schroeder, yeah, we're going to see how you guys like it, the physicality on the low block or even like the low post extended. Like
invert the offense.
That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to try to do it, to create some space in the paint for my point guard who has the ability to post, or for some of my wing guys. That's what I want to do, to try to set Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. up to be featured in the offense, just because I know Nikola Jokic is going to have a tough go at it. So that would be how I try to attack it if I'm Michael Malone. And, you know, Darvin Ham is going to have to do some work now in this series. Now, yeah. I was impressed with him, seeing what he was able to do against Steve Kerr in that last series. And one of the sneaky aspects of, you know, his coaching prowess was how he attacked both Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on the defensive end. When those guys were on defense, he attacked those guys with his offense, whether it was Dennis Schroeder, D'Angelo Russell, all of those other guys. He made sure that those guys had to work on that end of the court, so they wouldn't have fresh legs to be able to run around all over the place on their half-court offensive sets. I could see Darvin Ham trying to do something similar for the critical cogs of the Denver Nuggets offense. So I think there's going to be some back and forth there in terms of how it all plays out. But if I'm Michael Malone, I've got to get Anthony Davis away from the basket.
Yep.
Anything that I do on the offensive end, especially in the half the court, has to start with that. The other thing that I'm doing is trying to push the pace.
Trying to push the pace.
Now, that's not something that the Denver Nuggets do. If you look at them on the regular season, they were 23rd in pace. The Golden State Warriors, I want to say, were second. So, I mean, like there is going to be a contrast in terms of what the Lakers faced in the semifinals from a pace standpoint,
yeah,
as opposed to what the Denver Nuggets typically do. But if you're the Nuggets, you got to watch what you saw from Golden State and how they were able to have success. Even if you're taking it out under the basket after a make, push the pace, push the tempo, because the Achilles heel for the Lakers defensively all season long has been transition defense. You got to find a way to get easy buckets that way. You can't allow the Lakers defense to set up every single time, every single trip down the court, and think you're going to be able to play with the kind of pace and play the kind of game from a complexion standpoint, from a scoring standpoint, that favors you.
And that's another reason why I'm hunting LeBron James, based on what you just said in transition. I'm trying to wear his legs out. If he's got to cover Aaron Gordon, if he's got to cover Michael Porter Jr., I'm going at the king. I know the old line is, you come at the king, you best not miss.
You best not miss.
This king is not exactly a young king. He's still the king, but he's an older king, and recovery means a lot more than ever before in what should be a fascinating series. Game 1 starting tonight. Coverage at 8 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio and 8:30 on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals between the Denver Nuggets hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. Got Chris Canty and Freddie coming in for Mike Greenberg on Greenie, presented by Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. What is it like to be called the next big thing, but plenty still don't know who the heck you are? We'll get to that next on Greenie on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
It's been a year with so many great news for me. So first of all, I want to thank everyone that has been part of that journey, you know, that year and all the previous years, all my coaches, my family. And I'm really excited to announce that I'm going to declare to the 2023 NBA draft.
Chris Canty, Freddie coming in for Greenberg. Thanks for joining us on Greeny on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Tune in and tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We're going to get to a guy that a lot of people may have heard of, but still may not know when it comes to the man that's going to go number one in the NBA when the draft lottery happens tonight. But first things first, here's something from ZipRecruiter. When it comes to scoring great hires for your business, you may be up against a few obstacles, especially right now. That's why you need ZipRecruiter on your team. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology hustles for you to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So win the hiring game with ZipRecruiter. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Let's bring in Jonathan Givony. Does a great job as an ESPN NBA draft analyst. Hit him on Twitter at Draft Express. Joining Freddie Coleman and Chris Canty here on Greeny with Mike Greenberg. You wrote an article on the man that many people believe and understand, Jonathan, that he's going to be the number one pick in the draft when the draft lottery happens tonight and the draft happens later on this year when it comes to Victor Wembanyama. What is it like to cover a guy that a lot of people think is the next big thing, but still a lot of people don't know who Victor Wembanyama is?
It's been really fun. It's been a long journey. We've been following Victor since he was 14 years old. We've watched him grow up before our eyes, and it's just very rare to see a player who has so much hype from such a young age really reach his potential, have this MVP caliber season, have that 2-game outing in Las Vegas against G League Ignite, 36 points in the first game, 37 points in the second game, just making shots from all over. I mean, he's left no doubt in anybody's mind. He's the number one pick in the draft. He's drawn comparisons to Kevin Garnett on defense, Kevin Durant on offense, but he's 7'5" with an 8-foot wingspan. He's going to be a game changer from day one in the NBA.
Jonathan, we really haven't seen a prep prospect come into the league with this kind of hype since LeBron James. And I know you spent some time with Wembanyama overseas. Why is everyone so confident that Webby is going to live up to the potential to all of the hype that's surrounding his entry into the NBA?
Because he's doing it every single night. Every time he steps on the floor, no matter who the opponent is, he backs up the hype. You put him against Chet Holmgren at the FIBA Under-19 World Cup, he destroyed him. You put him up against Scoot Henderson, G League Ignite in October, destroyed him. He's destroying the league in France this year. He's leading the league in points, rebounds, blocks. His team is in second place. I mean, there's real, and then you just look at the skill set, the ability to create his own shot, to play pick and roll, to shoot off the dribble, to find teammates off a live dribble. and then be a complete game changer defensively, sliding his feet, covering ground on the perimeter, protecting the paint, his length, his mobility, his instincts, his anticipation skills. I mean, there's just nothing left to say. And then on top of that, he stayed healthy. He has not missed a single game all year. That was the big concern. Oh, how is he going to stay healthy? Big guys don't last. He hasn't missed 1 second of a single game. And so he's going on 50 games now. I just, there's really nothing more that he can do. And he's such a unique skill set that it's, there's no chance that anybody else is even going to be in consideration with the number one pick.
Jonathan Givony, ESPN NFL draft analyst. Hit him on Twitter, Draft Express, joining Freddie Coleman and Chris Canty on Greeny with Mike Greenberg on ESPN Radio. You got many people believe the three teams that could be in contention for him are the Detroit Pistons, the Houston Rockets, and the San Antonio Spurs. Those are the three teams with the best chances to get the number one pick in the draft lottery. That happens tonight, Jonathan. What would be the best team that he should go to if they get the number one pick?
It's hard to say, honestly. I mean, each of those teams only has a 14% chance of landing the number one pick. I mean, Charlotte has 14%. Portland has 10%. So really, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if somebody really jumped up from the bottom there, you know, from the 8, 9, 10 slot. I mean, if you're talking about the NBA, I mean, Dallas, how interesting would that be? You know, pairing him with Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving. Chicago, you know, they could use a huge shot in the arm. Portland, I mean, putting him with a guy like Dame Lillard right off the bat. San Antonio, I mean, like, honestly, I haven't spent too much time thinking about this because it's as, like his agent Muna Enjai told me, it's in the basketball gods' hands now. There's nothing they can do. And they're going to be sitting there like all of us, just, you know, waiting. And he'll be happy no matter where he goes. He told me there is no wrong team. There is no bad situation. He'll be happy with whoever gets the number one pick tonight.
Jonathan, we usually see a learning curve when it comes to young players being able to have an impact on their NBA team. I'm just curious from your perspective, how long do you think it will take for Victor Wembanyama to impact his team and get them to do more high-level winning? Like, how long will that take? How long do you anticipate that process being for a player that has the experience playing overseas like he has?
I think he's going to be a difference maker from day one in the NBA just because of the presence that he brings defensively. The fact that he's 7'5" with an 8-foot wingspan, that changes the game. With the way that he can cover ground, the way he anticipates, he reacts. He's always one step ahead of the action. That is going to make a bad team at least average right off the bat. You know, wow. I think they'll be playing, you know, they'll be in position to play 500 basketball. And then if he can make that transition offensively, which, I mean, he's incredibly skilled and he's incredibly dynamic, then you're talking about a guy that potentially could be in consideration for the All-Star game as a rookie. I mean, I think he's that good. And so knowing the type of competitor that Victor is and knowing the impact that he's made on winning in every step of his career, I really think that he's not going to settle for anything less than making the playoffs as a rookie.
Jonathan Givony, ESPN NBA draft analyst with Chris Canty and Freddie Coleman on Greeny on ESPN Radio. What does it say about modern basketball and really, Jonathan, modern times that somebody like him can potentially have this kind of impact, and yet we've only seen him in highlights or interviews and that kind of thing when it comes to Victor?
I mean, I've seen him a lot live, you know. I mean, so he's playing in France, obviously, but, you know, you could open up the NBA app now and you can watch him, and his games are on ESPN, those G League Ignite games. So, I mean, it's a global game. I mean, there's players coming from everywhere. It's not just here in the U.S. You know, those guys are really catching up. I mean, like, some of the best players in the NBA are international players right now. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic. I mean, these guys are, none of them were born in the U.S. So I just think there's players coming out of everywhere, and that's why basketball is in such great hands here moving forward. The future is so bright for the NBA.
Jonathan, we talked about the preparedness for Victor's game translating to having early success in the NBA, but just from the personal standpoint, with him coming to the country and, you know, having to go through that adjustment, how prepared is he to make that transition to being being in the U.S. and playing basketball here? How ready is Victor for that?
He's 100% ready. He's been prepared for this the past few years. I mean, his agents are very experienced with NBA players. They represent guys like Nicola Batum, Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier. So, I mean, they've surrounded him with a team, and they brought him here to the U.S. to spend time here. And that's why they played those G League Ignite games, to get him prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
When I sat down with him, and he's been watching Netflix, since a very young age.
Uh-huh.
He loves Game of Thrones. He speaks English with no accent whatsoever. So he's really ready for this. I mean, he's kind of doing this, farewell tour in France. Every arena that he's gone to has been sold out. So I don't think there's going to be any transition for him, whatsoever. It's not, if you spend time in France and Europe, it's really not that different than here.
What kind of Game of Thrones character do you think he'll be in the NBA?
one of the dragons, maybe.
Not one of the White Walkers.
maybe for his opponents, yeah.
The Night King, Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
There we go. Jonathan, I know we spent most of the time talking about Webby, but there is the question of who the second pick of the NBA draft is poised to be. What have you seen in the pre-draft process? Who is it? Is it Scoot Henderson or is it Brandon Miller?
I think it really is going to come down to who gets that pick. There's some of those teams that really could use a guard. You look at like the San Antonio Spurs, for example. And then there are teams that already have their guards, like, for example, let's say Portland jumps up to number two. So I give the slight edge to Brandon Miller just because every team is looking for a 6'9 wing who can go get his own shot, who can shoot over the top, who can pass off a live dribble, who can defend multiple positions. You're looking at the NBA playoffs. It's the Jason Tatums and, the Paul George, the Brandon Ingram. That's what every NBA team needs now. And Scoot Henderson is an incredible talent in his own right. He gets anywhere he wants on the floor. He's got a tremendous first step, ball handling ability, change of speed, body control. He's extremely dynamic. I give Brandon Miller the slight edge just because of the season he had. Scoot Henderson, I thought, kind of rested on his laurels a little bit this season. Brandon Miller, SEC Player of the Year, first team All-American. But it's going to be close. We'll see who gets the picks tonight.
Hey, Jay Jonathan, great stuff. Great article as well on Victor being the next big thing in the NBA and maybe all over the world. Continue to success, my man. Thanks a lot for joining us here on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Jonathan Givony, ESPN NBA Draft Analyst. Hit him on Twitter, Draft Express. Like we mentioned, he's not just the founder of DraftExpress.com, but just like you, his eyes will be peeled in the NBA Draft Lottery tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. I've had a Lakers-Nuggets Game 1 with Chris Canty and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Real quick, with all the hype, Chris, about Victor Wembanyama, and a lot of people believe that he is going to be the next big thing. Who is somebody that either you played with or was drafted with you that a lot of hype was around that guy, and you said, "Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't think that guy's going to live up to that kind of hype."
Ooh, that would be interesting. You know what? I will go back to the 2006 NFL draft, and I remember GM Charlie Casserly of the Houston Texans had a decision to make on who he was going to take number one. It came down to Vince Young, who was a local kid. I mean, a legend in the Houston area.
Yeah.
Didn't lose a high school football game, if I'm not mistaken. Had that epic performance in the Rose Bowl against arguably one of the greatest teams in all of college football, USC. Everybody wanted Vince, the Texans wanted Vince Young, Texans fans wanted Vince Young. Reggie Bush was a phenomenon. And then there was Mario Williams. And I remember waking up on draft day,
right,
and hearing that the Texans were going to select Mario Williams with the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it turns out Charlie Casserly was right.
Right.
Because when it comes to the pro career, those other two guys don't compare to the career that Mario Williams had. But I just remember thinking, passing on VY and passing on Reggie Bush, I don't know if Mario Williams is going to live up to that. And he absolutely did. So, it pales in comparison to the hype that Victor Wembanyama is coming into the league with, right? Because this guy is the most hype athlete since LeBron James. And we're talking about LeBron James in year 20 competing for a championship.
True.
But I do think a player realizing their full potential has a lot to do with the organization that they're going to get drafted to. And for LeBron, even though the Cavs weren't the best organization, he was staying at home. He had a support system in place. For a guy that's coming from overseas, having that support system in place and having a coaching staff and having an organization that's used to dealing with players from overseas and having them acclimated into the NBA, I think that's going to be absolutely critical. That's why tonight in the draft lottery, I'm kind of rooting for Houston, and I'm kind of rooting for San Antonio over the Detroit Pistons. Well, I know Pistons fans don't want to hear that.
Exactly.
But I'm rooting for those teams just because I want Webby to go to a situation where he's got a good head coach and he's got an organization that has had success with players from overseas in the past.
If Houston wins that draft lottery, James Harden would be the first thing smoking out of Philadelphia to go play back for the Houston Rockets.
If I'm Houston, I have no interest because I've got a young core with Jalen Green and Jabari Smith. Adding Wembanyama to that with Ime Udoka, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good where I'm at.
But that doesn't mean that James Harden won't try. He'll be knocking on the door like, hello, remember me? I used to be here, won MVP. I want to come back. I want to come home. Let me come home. You made a great point in terms of how foreign players, it also is a problem acclimating to the United States. It's less of a problem now, because the world has gotten so much smaller in terms of being more worldly, understanding things at a younger age, and also the proliferation of so many foreign players having success.
Yep.
Nikola Jokic, back-to-back MVP. Joel Embiid from Cameroon winning the MVP this year. Dirk Nowitzki really kind of getting that started, where he became that first foreign player to not only be a star, Chris, but also not have the learning curve be as steep, acclimating himself from being a youngster in Germany to being that kind of worldwide figure he became from the Dallas Mavericks and that mark and leading them to an NBA championship.
Yeah, but I don't, and that's true, Freddie. See, all of those things that you said is nothing but facts, but we haven't seen a foreign player come into the league with this kind of hype.
That's true.
So that's different. The pressure that Wembanyama is going to be under, the microscope that people are going to put him under and pick apart, every little thing that he does on and off the court is going to be at a different level than any of those other foreign players that have had success in the NBA. So I think that's the one thing that we have to caution in terms of the adjustment to all of the attention, the media scrutiny, the scrutiny from fans that are looking at him as the savior for their franchise. It's just going to be at a different level. And so people respond differently to pressure, especially that kind of pressure and tension. So just seeing how he adjusts to that, because he's still a young kid, right? Yeah. That's also a part of this. He's still a young kid, and there's a lot of growth, a lot of maturation that has to take place. So, again, I don't want any of those potential barriers to stand in the way of us basketball fans having a chance to witness greatness over the next decade and a half from Victor Wembanyama, because I truly believe that the kid – is all of that in the bag of chips. I think he is going to be the next big thing in the NBA.
As I like to say, we'll see. And we'll get a chance to find out tonight who wins the NBA draft lottery, 8 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN. Great stuff from Chris Canty. Hit him on Twitter at ChrisCanty99. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter at ColemanESPN. And for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. These five people are under the Chris Canty scrutiny in the NFL. And you should hope one of them is not coaching your NFL team. We'll get to that after we get this from Vivid Seats. Baseball is in full swing, so get tickets to all the action with Vivid Seats. Plus, with basketball and hockey heating up, now's a great time to experience a game. Vivid Seats is proud to be the official ticketing partner of ESPN. From on the glass to in the stands, Vivid Seats has great ticket prices to all the games. Every crack of the bat, every dribble down the court. Catch it all with Vivid Seats. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play.
And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Greeny, the podcast.
Live from New York and Bristol, it is Greeny with Freddie Coleman, Chris Canty, and from Mike Greenberg. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Tune in and tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. By the way, looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join the growing team by going to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Here's Canty with the top five.
Yeah, this top five is going to be good because these are the top five coaches, according to Chris Canty, that will be on the hot seat in the National Football League.
Hello!
Oh, my goodness. We got some music underneath. Let the pigeons loose, because Chris Canty is going to make sure that you're going to be mad about coaches on the hot seat. So we start with
number five.
Freddie, see, we're going to kick this thing off with Josh McDaniels out in the desert with the Las Vegas Raiders. Listen, you decided what Derek Carr was bringing to the table wasn't enough at the quarterback position, so you went out and you signed Jimmy Garoppolo in free agency. Now, we all know if you sign Jimmy G, you damn well better have a good backup. And when I look at the depth chart for the Raiders, Brian Hoyer is their second-string quarterback, followed by rookie Aiden O'Connell, who you took in the fourth round out of Purdue.
Yep.
I don't know if I got a ton of confidence with that quarterback room, especially in that division when you're going to be going up against Justin Herbert, Pat Mahomes, and Russell Wilson now that he's with Sean Payton. So, no excuses for Josh McDaniels. He better get something done. This is the quarterback that he handpicked. He had a top 10 pick, decided not to draft Will Levis or Hendon Hooker, didn't want those guys, didn't move up to get one of the big three. He said this is where he's going with his quarterback plan. So, quarterback play cannot be an excuse. You got rid of Derek Carr. You didn't use a top 10 pick on a quarterback. You damn well better win in that division with Jimmy Garoppolo. You're going into 2023 with a ton of pressure.
What he said, let's move on.
Number four.
Number four, we're going to go with Kevin Stefanski of the Cleveland Browns. Now, listen.
Okay.
General manager Andrew Berry probably gave Stefanski a pass last year. They traded for Deshaun Watson, came with a lot of criticism. They doled out a $230 million contract, and Stefanski was forced to answer a lot of tough questions, and the only real answer that he could give out was that winning took priority or took precedent over everything else, including the character concerns that came with Deshaun Watson. Well, if winning is the priority and we paid out the largest guaranteed contract in NFL history, the head coach damn well better do some winning with the quarterback. And you can't be a double-digit loss team and expect to keep your job after 2023 like we saw him in 2022. No excuses. Deshaun Watson will be available for week one. He's got to go out there and do some winning. Now, bad news for Kevin Stefanski, you got a tough division to do winning in. Mike Tomlin, who's never been below 500. You got Lamar Jackson with the Baltimore Ravens, his brand new contract and skill position players. And you got Joe Burrow, who's been in the AFC Championship game the last 2 years. Good luck, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, because you can't blame the quarterback now, because that dude is no longer there in Baker Mayfield, because he was the scapegoat for a lot of problems with the Cleveland Browns. And you're right, Chris. In an ascending division where all the other three teams have quarterback questions that are not there, you better get it done in this year if you're Kevin Stefanski.
Number three.
Rob Saleh from the New York Jets.
They hurt. This
gangrene.
This hurts.
It can really turn into gangrene if they don't do no high-level winning this year.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. Like, it can be bad in New York. Look, the worm can turn really quickly in this town. I played here for 4 years, got a lot of scrutiny. Listen, they were ready to run my head coach Tom Coughlin out of town until he won another Super Bowl in 2011. Mm-hmm. That's how tough it can be in this town. It's year three for Rob Saleh, year four for Joe Douglas. They got to do some winning now that they got Aaron Rodgers. Quarterback is not an excuse for them anymore.
Right.
They got to win.
Yeah.
You got a championship caliber defense. You got a quarterback. You went out and got skill position players for said quarterback. Y'all got to deliver on doing some winning. Another tough division going in the AFC East, dealing with Buffalo, dealing with Miami four times a year. So I just, Rob Saleh has got to do some winning. Otherwise, not only are they going to run Rodgers out of town, they're going to run Rob Saleh, the head coach, and the GM, Joe Douglas, out of town, too. Let's keep it moving, Ted. Let's keep it moving, Freddie C.
Number two.
Todd Bowles for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, this is a team that's not all that far removed from winning a Super Bowl.
He just got his degree this weekend. Yeah, that's what we're doing?
He just got his degree. At least he's got something to fall back on if he doesn't have a job as an NFL head coach.
Wow.
He might need that after this year, considering what their quarterback room looks like with Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask. Now, don't necessarily love that.
Me neither.
Here's the deal. When you're going up in a division against Derek Carr, Bryce Young, who's a rookie, and I'm sorry, whoever the Atlanta Falcons are trotting out there right now, it's Desmond Ridder, maybe Taylor Heineke. You better find a way to try to win that division. If you can't find yourself in playoff contention again this year, then you're probably going to be on your way out. You had coaching gaffes at the end of the Cleveland Browns game with clock management. The Cincinnati Bengals game was awful. You had a huge first half lead, and you ran a ridiculous fake punt where the guy getting the ball didn't even know he was getting the ball. Todd Bowles has got some problems in terms of managing the game as a head coach. Good coordinator, but his track record as a head coach with Tampa and with the New York Jets leaves a lot to be desired, probably on a hot seat in 2023.
Number one.
It could only be one number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know who this is. It's Mike McCarthy with the Dallas Cowboys.
Doubt.
Like,
absolutely.
Listen, when you're an offensive coach and you fire the offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore and that guy has a job in less than 24 hours, safe to say that there's going to be a heightened degree of scrutiny on you. So you've added another layer, another responsibility to all of the other job responsibilities that you haven't done a good job on over the last 3 years when it comes to having a disciplined team, avoiding penalties, when it comes to game management, when it comes to situational football, all areas that he's struggled in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to adopt more responsibilities as potentially being a play caller or the de facto play caller and using the offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer as a shield. Mike McCarthy, going into 2023, has the most pressure of any NFL head coach.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.